Thank you for that beautiful song, Russell, and thank you for your witness and for all of your leadership on this worship service so far. Austin Abram, who did our call to worship, Boston Mattson, who did our prayer of confession, Lauren Brown, who read our scripture lesson and offered our prayer of illumination. I invite you to join me in the spirit of prayer. Our Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable into your sight. May those things said this morning that are true be engraved upon every heart. Those things said that are false be quickly forgotten and cause no harm. In your name we very humbly pray. Amen. The text for today comes from the 139th Psalm, which was one of the scripture lessons that we did in our week of hope. Whither shall I flee from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? On the first night that we gathered, we had an opening hymn, an opening song, as they say. And the lyrics, the initial lyrics were these: before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. The scripture lesson that Lawrence shared with you a few minutes ago was the preparatory material that we were asked to read and study to prepare ourselves for our mission trip. The theme of our week in Minneapolis was called Relentless. Each morning, noon, and evening, as Annie indicated, we reflected upon a selected Bible passage and talked about what it means to have a relentless, reckless God. As I listened and I reflected upon what I read, what I heard people say, and what I saw, I did what preachers do. We can't help it. It's like a busman's holiday. We outline sermons. Today and in the next 2 weeks, I want to share with you some of my insights that I received in that week of hope regarding the relentlessness of God. I think all of us, or at least I hope all of us, if you haven't developed the habit, I truly encourage you, have committed at least one line of scripture to our hearts that speaks to our souls in its darkest moments. Mine was from the 139th Psalm. Whither could I flee from thy spirit, or where could I hide from thy presence? O Lord, the psalm begins, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest when I sit down and when I rise up. Thou discernest my thoughts from afar. Thou searchest out my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, lo, O Lord, you know it altogether. You set yourself behind and before me. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain it. So where should I go from your spirit? Or where could I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I lay down in the depths, the shadowy depths of Sheol, the place where the living dead exist, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. from the Garden of Eden in Genesis throughout the rest of Scripture, we are told of a reckless, relentless God. When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, the fruit that gave them the knowledge of good and evil, they were ashamed because they saw that they were naked. And so when they heard God walking through the garden in the early morning mist, they hid themselves as best as they could. And God was calling out their name, perhaps like a mother calls out the names of her children when it is time for supper. And God clothed them in their nakedness in an attempt to take away their shame. Jesus spoke of the relentless recklessness of God in three parables that he shared in the Gospel according to St. Luke. The first was of a foolish shepherd who left 99 sheep behind in order to go out and seek one lost sheep. The 99 could have scattered, but that is the recklessness of God. Because to God, that one lost sheep was the most important sheep. You are that sheep. He followed that parable with a second about a woman who lost a coin. She searched her house high and low. She swept every nook and cranny. She checked every pocket. She checked every cupboard. And she searched and she searched and she searched until she found that coin. And then she threw a party. You are that coin. Then Jesus followed that parable with the third, about a father who had a wayward child. The prodigal was extravagant, was reckless, was relentless. The son went off into a far country where he thought that he knew what was best. He thought he could live his own life. He could do what he wanted. He was responsible to no one. He was totally free. And he quickly discovered that we do not belong solely to ourselves, but we belong to another. We belong to the one in whose image we have been made. We belong to the one whose love was this wide. The father sat at home month after month, year after year, waiting for this young child of his to come to his senses, to hit rock bottom. And he left, I believe, the porch light on and the front door unlocked, so that whether the son would return day or night, the child would return day or night, the child would know that there was a welcome and that the door was always open. The reckless, relentless love of God. You are that child. This week, in our week of hope, we learn that God is relentless in pursuing us. God's love for us is relentless. It never ends. It is boundless. It is patient. God is relentless because God wants a relationship with us. Christ came into this world to reconcile us to God. Not that God was ever estranged from us, but rather we have been estranged from God by the sin that burdens our hearts and our lives. God wants a relationship with us because God knows, as St. Augustine discovered centuries ago, that our souls, our spirits are restless until they come at rest in Thee. The question that we mission trippers left with, I believe, is this. If God is relentless for us, for finding us, how relentless are we for finding God? How relentless are we to have a relationship with God? To God be the glory, both now and forevermore. Amen.